It's Campus Connection for Wednesday, January 15th, with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And Burns, my belt's a little tighter after the holidays. Hope you don't need a new wardrobe yourself.
Well, yeah, I think my belt does feel a few notches tighter, I must say, Kelly. But you know, we strive to be America's healthiest campus, and so I'm sure the first cowgirl will have me on the appropriate nutritional diet. But we've just started our spring semester. It's actually, we've got more students enrolled than we did last spring, so that's good. And it's just great to see all the sidewalks and streets all filled up with all these bright, smiling faces.
Yeah, and hopefully we can have some spring weather to go with that, huh?
Yeah. Well, we got a little repast this past weekend.
That's right. Well, looking ahead, it's a big year here at Oklahoma State University. Some important milestones.
It really is. 2014 marks the 100th anniversary of cooperative extension. I think most people have probably heard of that, but I'm not sure how many really understand that. That's one of the three legs of the land grant university stool, as it were. Because our job is to train great talent, do great research, and to share that with our state, the nation, and the world. And the way we share it with our state primarily is through cooperative extension. And those are where we're extending the research and the knowledge that we've gained. And so every county, all 77 counties in Oklahoma, has an OSU extension office. And those extension offices provide experts to offer help in not only agriculture, but natural resources and environmental management, food, nutrition, health and safety education, youth, family, community development, 4-H, which everybody knows about, is an extension program that empowers our youth to reach their full potential. So it's wonderful. And then, of course, OSU has other outreach, which they often use the extension offices to distribute from engineering, sciences, and the like. So happy birthday to OSU's Cooperative Extension and many more.
And this isn't the only big happy birthday on campus in 2014. There are going to be a lot of candles on the cake over at the Spear School of Business as well.
That's right. The College of Business marks its 100th year. And, of course, that's the school from which I graduated. And it's one of the six primary colleges on the campus here in Stillwater. And then, of course, we have our campus in Tulsa as well as the College of Medicine. It really is the home to about 5,500 undergraduate and graduate students across a broad range of majors. And so one of the highlights during the year will be the announcement of 100 for 100. The Spear School will honor 100 distinguished alums to commemorate their 100th year. Another milestone during the centennial year will be the groundbreaking of the new state-of-the-art business building, which will house our College of Business. And it will be located just to the north of the existing business building, which will stand for now. But it will add much-needed space and upgrade our facilities and really configure the facilities for today's business education, which is much more collaborative and interactive than when I was in school in the dark ages.
So, Burns, as we march forward into 2014, any New Year's resolutions for you?
I've got so many. I've run out of lists. I've got, but the main thing is to do the best job I can for Oklahoma State and to enjoy the just the widening panoramas for our graduates. So that's my resolution, and I'm sticking to it.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.